Now, President Biden's infrastructure proposal includes $174 billion on electric vehicle tax incentives and charging stations. If you've seen this season's car commercials, it looks like the electric vehicle future is here. But manufacturers are hoping to sell electric vehicles directly to consumers at their own car lots or online, and Wisconsin state law makes that tough to do. Two Republican lawmakers are hoping to change that. Republican Dale Coinga is the state senator from Wisconsin's 5th District in the Brookfield area. Senator Coinga is co-sponsoring a bill that would allow for direct sales of electric vehicles in Wisconsin. Senator Coinga, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, this is something that may be hidden to a lot of people. What does current Wisconsin law say when it comes to direct car sales straight from a manufacturer?
You simply can't do it. You have to sell vehicles through a dealership. That's a law that's been on the books for a long time. And that law has only strengthened over time. I mean, the reality in Wisconsin is that we used to make thousands of vehicles here. We today make zero vehicles, at least for the commercial market. We make some military vehicles up in Oshkosh. But so politically, the people who have the most influence are the dealers. And for that reason is that they have not allowed direct sales to consumers. And as many people may know, this is how a lot of electric car companies like Tesla, this is their business model. They only sell directly to consumers. So if you want to buy a Tesla, for example, in Wisconsin, and this bill is not specific to Tesla, it's actually for all vehicle manufacturers for electrical vehicles, that's existing manufacturers and future ones, is you have to sell it through a dealer. So those companies don't even have the opportunity to, they don't have a presence in Wisconsin right now.
So what do you see as the benefit for consumers if they don't have to wait for that manufacturer to find a dealer in the state? They can go direct, either buying online or I guess if a Tesla or whoever open up their own lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you personally, I don't mind my dealership experience. I've dealt with dealers in Wisconsin. I have found them not to be the cliche, you know, wheel and deal dealership people. I've had pleasant experiences, but some people have said they don't like the wheeling and dealing back and forth. They like the straight up pricing. You know, sometimes that this isn't in all industries, but typically sometimes cutting some folks out of the supply chain also saves money. Not always with business models. A lot of places like appliances and a lot of other places use that model. I think that model will still have a place in the business if value is added. But there's a lot of reasons that they go directly to market. And I don't think there's something, I mean, our laws are in place because they represent some sort of universal moral or ethics or best practices or good economic practices. There's nothing morally or ethically wrong with someone who's making a product to sell it directly to the customer. And so that's the principled stance we're making on this. It's a principled stance that's going to be tough, but the principled stance is that we believe that if it's a safe product, which it is, then a manufacturer should be able to sell directly to consumers.
Talking to Republican State Senator Dale Coinga about legislation he's co-sponsoring that would allow electric vehicles to be sold straight to consumers by manufacturers in Wisconsin, online or in person, as opposed to having to go through a dealer, which all car manufacturers have to do under current law. Senator Coinga, why only electric vehicles in this legislation? Why would you not throw the door wide open to all the cars?
Well, and the bill that was introduced 2 years ago actually said only manufacturers that produced nothing but electrical vehicles. That was not my bill. That was someone else's bill. We actually went further on this. We said, well, why should GM and Ford and the other companies, like, why should they not have a right that new entrants to the market have? So we just made it simple and broadened the bill by saying all electronic vehicles. I think I'm not at a think tank. I'm not at the Cato Institute. I'm actually in the legislature, so I need to do bills that I think are politically feasible. This one, as I explained earlier, is already going to be an uphill battle politically because, I mean, the fact is dealers are involved in the community and people listen to them in the legislature, so it's going to be a tough bill. But I think including all vehicles in that would have made it politically more difficult to get the bill done. So it's a little bit of pragmatism.
I guess somebody could argue then, is there in some way an unlevel playing field between Me, because I make an electric car, and you, because you're still making internal combustion engines.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is. I mean, I wouldn't argue that that's not the case. I mean, I think that if this passed and there was, there would be something to be discussed there, and I think that that's partly why the dealers are going to be nervous, and there's no secret about that. So, you know, I think that that's a thing to consider in the future. Then we could talk about it. You know, but it really all the companies that are making combustible engines right now are also getting to the electric market. I mean, this is the direction that they're going. And, I'm not aware of a big manufacturer of vehicles. And most there's no such thing as a small manufacturer of vehicles, to my knowledge. I mean, they're all, you know, big players. I mean, everyone listening to this can name, you know, the 10, 12 biggest car manufacturers, and most of them are interrelated. So all those companies are in the space. So, you know, I don't think that we're doing too much of a slanting of the playing field for one party or over the other. So I think it's broader, but it's not. Yeah, you're right. This isn't like all free market, every single vehicle, but it is broader than anything that's been proposed in Wisconsin today.
Does anything change in your proposal when it comes to sales tax? Is that if I buy a car direct from Tesla or whoever, going to be taxed the same way if I bought a car at a car lot?
Yeah, we are looking at that. I mean, the bill is going to include, I think, a some sort of fee or something that is going to be beyond a regular combustible engine. I mean, we have a transportation fund issue, and the way that the transportation fund has historically been funded is through vehicle registration fees, and that's the same for now it's a little higher for electric vehicles versus regular vehicles for the second reason I'm going to mention, and that is because the transportation fund is also funded through gasoline taxes, right? And so, you know, if you have a couple of things going on here, I mean, combustible engines are getting more efficient over time, so they're using less and less gas, and also electric vehicles don't use fuel, so mile for mile, they're not paying the same amount of amount per mileage. And I know people have their own, you know, points, like as far as what that is. I mean, really, you could argue your points based on how many miles you drive, what's fair and what's not. So there may be a fee that's higher. Actually, in this bill, there is a fee that's higher for electric vehicles to help pay for that transportation fund and help pay for those expenses of our roads.
I know you've got a lot going on in the legislature with the big state budget, of course, occupying a lot of time. That said, with this proposal from you and your colleague, are you getting support? Are you getting any bipartisan support?
You know, I suspect we will have bipartisan support. It's one of those issues that I think are going to cut across party lines. It definitely has in other states. So we just started circulating the memo for the bill last week. And I have not kept up to date with all the names that are on there. But, yeah, I would suspect that this would have bipartisan support.
And you mentioned there had been
a become law, and become law would have to, right, because the government would have to sign it. So.
Right. And as I understand, you mentioned that there had been an earlier version from different sponsors. The details were different. I think that ended up being vetoed by the governor. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so what happened last time was it was included in the state budget. And it was not my proposal last session. It was included in the state budget. So the governor vetoed that. And the governor's rationale was the process by which that got in the budget. And so we think that if you read between his veto, that there was an opportunity here for a standalone bill. So, you know, I think this is a great standalone bill, although it does have a fiscal impact. You know, I think it should be a standalone basis because it's primarily about policy. And I think ideas that are primarily about policy should be outside the state budget. So, you know, we got a long way to go before it gets to the governor. We got to have committee hearings in both the Senate and assembly, and then get it exact out of both sides of the House and pass it both sides of the House. And when we're closer to that point, we'll definitely sit down with the administration and make our pitch that this bill should be signed.
Senator Coinga, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for covering the story.
Dale Coinga represents the Brookfield area in the Wisconsin State Senate. He joined us for a look at a bill he's co-sponsoring that would allow for direct sales of electric vehicles by manufacturers to be sold here in Wisconsin.